As I said earlier, you've been coming to Ireland for almost 20 years now. Are there any particular gigs that stick out?
Well, we played it last time, and I remember coming off stage and saying, I'm never going to play this place again, because there was a lot of people throwing coins last time. I hope it doesn't go down like that tonight, because people are going to have an early night if that's the case. But the time before, we played the Soundtrack of Our Lives in 2000 and whenever it was. I remember that being one of the best gigs we ever did. It was just a f***ing great night. But, you know, Ireland in general, you know, it's like Scotland, you know what I mean? It's like you're guaranteed a great night, because the people really appreciate that you've actually bothered to come here. I mean, obviously I'm from Irish descent, so there's a bit of a connection there. But I always like coming here. It's real, you know. It's kind of, I don't know. You have a great night. And
finally, 2 decades making music. What keeps you going?
Time off, you know. I when I'm working, you know, on the day that I started this project to the time that I finish, it'll be over 2 years. And I don't live to work, I work to live, you know. I mean, I'm full on now for the last year and this year. And then next year I'll stop and smell the roses, you know what I mean? There's no point in working yourself to death. I'm not constantly sitting down with the guitar having to create stuff, you know. It's only music, it gets boring sometimes. It gets boring being a rock star. I know it's going to sound to people who are digging holes in the road in the rain, but sometimes you've got to stop, and I've got young kids and all that, and it's nice to take the odd year off here and there and indulge the wife, make sure she's not spending too much money on shoes.
Noel Gallagher, thank you very much.
Nice one.